This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Kara Schillen at our controls at our studio in Washington, D.C. Doug is somewhere. Do we know where Doug went?
I don't know. He's probably washing dishes in the background or something. He tends to do that.
Dudley's been traveling. Yeah, he's been traveling a lot lately, so maybe he's on some interplanetary visit at the moment. But so to get to some trending news, which we do at the top of every hour, interesting, Steve Wynn has actually resigned now as the CEO of Wynn Resorts. And this comes about a week after he resigned from the Republican National Committee. Now, it turns out after his first resignation, dozens of women have accused him, he's 74, of engaging in inappropriate behavior. And now it turns out, within just the last few weeks, 150 women have spoken out against him. And there are all types of allegations. There's one specific one from a manicurist who claimed that he forced her to have sex with him despite the fact that she didn't want to and the fact that she was married. And so when she made a complaint after the incident, she made a complaint to the supervisor of the hotel. She received a $7.5 million settlement.
Huh.
In a lawsuit.
Are we talking about NASA, or who are we talking about?
We're talking about Steve Wynn.
Steve Wynn has just resigned from the Wynn Resorts.
So I'm wondering if they paid her out the big bucks like that, if it had happened in the past, if they'd gotten a lot of other complaints like that. I wonder how many people they've paid out.
$7.5 million. That's a pretty big.
You do not change the stripes on a zebra.
Yeah.
Right.
And he is now, his company is in the middle of building a huge casino project, the first one in Massachusetts, just outside of Boston in Revere at Suffolk Downs. It's a $5 billion project, and now the regulators in Massachusetts are thinking that they'll yank the license from him and give it to somebody else. At least that's the talk, whether that happens. But if he, and maybe what saves that is he's resigned, as you suggested there.
Yeah.
I jumped in on the end of the conversation. Sorry for a moment here. I was distracted. I actually was looking at the latest round or the last round when it comes to Mr. Nassar and all of his sexual assault convictions, the impact statements, all of the things that are a part of this whole fiasco, and it continues. He is, he's going to be in prison for the rest of his life, but he also had been sentenced for other things. I wonder if you knew that. He was sentenced to 60 years in prison on federal child porno charges.
Yeah, that
sentenced
I think came first.
40 years for several sexual assault charges before even being sentenced for this other. Now, you were talking before, when you look at somebody's face, we were talking about Quentin Tarantino, and looking at his eyes and looking at his demeanor and watching him, he's just, you know, he's, there's something wrong. There's
just a vibe that I got from him, that I get from him, yeah.
But you get that same thing from looking at this Larry Nassar. You can tell these people by looking at them. They have this really almost subhuman look to them. And so anyway, this guy, we were talking about how this affects the Senate and the House and companies, politicians. It's everywhere. It's rampant. It's like a disease.
Yep.
It is. It's a disease that has inculcated its way into all of our ways of life.
What's interesting to me, though, is, you know, we keep hearing the term sexual misconduct, and it seems like everything is getting thrown into that same bucket, which is I guess, good for some people because it makes it sound not as bad as it is, and bad for others who haven't really done that much. But in the case of Steve Wynn, who we were talking about, you're saying that he forced someone to have sex with him, which to me is rape. So
rape.
I don't know how long ago this happened.
Why
obviously, I mean, when they pay that much money, there's a statute of of limitations.
Is
so
it, yeah.
Depending how long ago it happened,
right.
they won't be able to charge him with anything. But I'm wondering, to me, when you do that to one person, it's not just a one-person thing. I generally,
right.
which is maybe not the right assumption, but to me, you don't just do that one time. So I'm wondering if more things will come out of the woodwork, because it's just, you know, okay, you resign, but if you've committed a crime multiple times, then I feel as if you should face some jail time for that.
Right.
Yep.
That's the thing, that all these people have been, and I know that there are open investigations with Kevin Spacey and with Harvey Weinstein. Maybe now there will be as well with Steve Wynn. 150 women have come forward now.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of smoke. There's got to be some fire somewhere. And for this woman to accept a $7.5 million settlement, that's just a huge amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, because she accepted the settlement, there can't be criminal charges. I'm sure that's part of the deal. But it's just, you know that there's going to be more to this, because why else would he, I understand stepping down from the RNC, but why else would he have to step down from his own company if there wasn't something really to this?
Because he has to, and he's got to save it, because otherwise it'll just get tanked.
And $7.5 million sure sounds like an admittance of guilt from someone over there.
I don't think that's a heavy, there's not a lot of heavy lifting involved in that, Kara. Kara and Victoria and Doug with People in the News. The lady in New Hampshire who bought the Powerball ticket that's worth $560 million says she made a huge mistake. There's a lawsuit that is it's aimed at getting her to release, because most of these lottery commissions require that you come forward. If I won, I wouldn't come forward. I'd send somebody as a representative. I wouldn't be there.
Or you can establish a trust.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so she filed suit against the New Hampshire Lottery Commission under Jane Doe. She signed her real name on the back of the ticket before she contacted a lawyer who told her that she could have remained anonymous had she established a trust. So this lawsuit, which now has been filed, describes the woman as engaged in her community, whatever that means. She's working.
She wants the freedom
to walk into a grocery store.
Yeah.
Or that, you know.
Her lawyer's trying to make the case that she's just this, you know, wonderful small town woman. She made the mistake. She wants to be anonymous. She wants to remain in her community. She's not looking to move to Beverly Hills. They're trying to really paint the picture that they should make an exception for her. And unfortunately, she just didn't know the law.
Didn't know the rules.
If you sign your name on the back of that ticket, that's it.
Yeah.
And so it looks like New Hampshire is not budging on this.
She won the Powerball drawing last month, about a month ago, as a matter of fact, at Reed's Ferry Market in a little town, Merrimack, New Hampshire. It's a little, like nobody knows it even exists.
It always seems to be those little places that have the winning ticket.
Well, the guy in the store got $75,000 for selling the ticket. So, and that's what I think is pretty consistent with the store owners get a piece of the action when these things happen. So what a shame. It really is. I hope that I
But at the end of the day, let's not feel too sorry for her. She won $560 million.
Yeah. I don't feel sorry for her. I just
half
would like her
billion.
To be able to maintain her anonymity if she wants, if that's her choice.
Yeah.
After all, she didn't buy the ticket to do anything other than win. And remember the old expression, you can't win if you don't play. So go buy your tickets. I think it's up now to what? 160, 170 million already. It didn't take long for the Doter to reach back for the sky. So other people in the news, Kylie Jenner has named her baby Stormy. Why?
Because she likes porn star names? I don't know.
Is that S-T-O-R-M-I?
Mm-hmm.
So it's Stormy Jenner, huh?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out if it's Stormy Jenner or Stormy Scott, because Scott is the last name of the guy that, the father.
The baby daddy.
Yeah, but I'm so over names ending with an I that should end with a Y. But also, as Victoria pointed out, there are multiple porn stars, specifically Stormy Daniels, who's been in the news lately. So it's an interesting name to pick.
Stormy Daniels with dimples?
Yes, that's
yeah,
the one.
The skanky Nancy Grace looking lady?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Right, that's her. Speaking of dimples, one other person in the news who has dimples is Queen Elizabeth. Noticed her dimples again, a little weak these days because she's
I'm
been
sure
on
she
the
would
throne.
Love that segue.
Yeah, 66 years she's been on the throne. This is an amazing. She was 25 years old, I think, wasn't she? When she or was she even younger than that? How old is she now? The queen.
91?
Is she 91?
91, yep.
God love her. Her
yeah, she, and
like
you're right. She was 25 when she when yeah. she was crowned.
Wow,
she,
I could be queen.
She was.
You are a queen, Kara.
If you go, if you like watching that show about the crown, it's kind of a neat way of understanding the history of this era, frankly. And so anyway. She looks good. I think her husband looks like a walking death, but she looks...
Well, he's not really well, is he?
No, I don't think so. He's a little older than she is, I think, anyway. Anyway, so the ceremony, having been there for 66 years, she's had a number of these. She says rather than publicly celebrating the 65 years on the throne, she spent the day in reflection, and she'll do the same thing this year as she did last year. Prince Charles in line for the crown, then Prince William. I don't see Prince Charles as being the king. Does anybody see him as being the queen? The king? The queen. The queen.
I don't know. She hasn't officially passed him over, even though I know there's been rumors about that for years, that it would just go right to William. But maybe they have a private, you know, setup where he'll just he'll pass it on himself to William. You know, he won't take it. I think it would be better for the country to have a young king.
Yeah, somebody young, vibrant, exciting.
Everyone loves William and Kate. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They like the both of the brothers they like. And they seem to be really taking a strong interest in Meghan Markle as well.
Oh, yeah, so, for sure.
Cool. If you have, we're talking about all of this stuff with people. I don't know on social media, how much do the royals get it in the neck? Do they get a lot of criticism on Twitter and other places for things that they do or don't do? Or is the Brits are kind to the royal family?
I don't
the rest
think
of the
they
world
get a
kind?
Lot of criticism, but I do think that every single thing that they do makes it online.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's scrutinized.
Especially Meghan and especially Meghan. Well, Meghan got a lot of heat because she's, you know, mixed race that they were calling her, and then she's American, and there's a whole lot of stuff that she got at first. But I think overall now everyone's excited about the wedding. So everything that she wears, everything she says, she gave her first royal speech the other day, and it went really well. And so now I think people are kind of just falling in love with her, which is nice.
All right. Well, if some people have fallen in love with you online and others haven't. If you're a controversial sort, or if you're just running a business and you're getting it, you get criticism from people that isn't fair, you've got unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, some legal things that are in the way of you advancing your career or your business. In other words, negative articles that can ruin your life, your career, your business. If you have any of that sort of problem, it's my suggestion you go to ReputationDefender.com. ReputationDefender.com helps you protect your good name. And if you'd like to find out more about how it works, this may hit people just at the right time, in the right way, I suggest you call them at 855-432-4886. That's 855-432-4886. Get a free expert analysis of your reputation. They'll go through all the social media, see what people are saying. They'll tell you whether you need help or not. And if you need help, you can get it from them. Get your reputation defended. Get an analysis from reputationdefender.com/DJV. That's reputationdefender.com/DJV. Or call them at 855-432-4886.
There's a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
And a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Turn it up this Valentine's Day with Levion Chocolate Diamond Jewelry from Jared. You'll find more exclusive Levion pieces at Jared than any other jewelry store in the world. And when you visit Jared.com from February 1st through the 14th, you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. That's our Valentine's gift to you.
And that's why he went to Jared.
Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Thank you. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Better television programs, I think, in terms of action-adventure in the last decade has been Person of Interest. This is the theme from Person of Interest. At 23 after the hour here in the DJV Experience, Jerry Keelan is here, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, with a focus on Taraji P. Henson, who now has claimed that her manager sexually assaulted her. Her manager's name is Vincent Cerchioni. And a number, apparently, of his clients are claiming that this guy is a no-good you-know-what. As a matter of fact, Ms. Henson responded by saying, quote, "Everyone knows how difficult this industry has been for women. My hope is that all of these unspeakable events ignite true change in the treatment of women in the entertainment business. I am saddened, hurt, and ashamed. We deserve better. This has to stop." Yes. Also, this guy was Halle Berry's manager. He was the gatekeeper for black actresses in Hollywood. Very difficult for black actresses to get onto the right level. The Washington Post wrote this week, 9 women of color have spoken about their experiences with this boob. And so not only are these two, but apparently a bunch of other black actresses who have been vulnerable. And so,
well, Halle Berry, using Halle Berry and Taraji as bait, saying, yeah, "Oh, you know," luring these women in, saying, "Oh, I can make you a star just like I did for those two." It's just, it's horrible.
Yeah. And then, how does it feel to be one of those women afterwards to know that even if you had nothing to do with it, your name was used?
Your name was,
to bring other women in. How terrible!
Yeah. All right, let's get to the musical portion of this hour, 25 after the hour. Chris Stapleton up first, who set a new record following the Grammy Awards. He now dominates the top 3 ranks on Billboard's country album chart. First time that feat has been accomplished in 25 years or so. His latest album, From a Room, Volume 2, holding the number 1 spot. His first album, Traveler, is at number 2. And From a Room, Volume 1, jumped to the 3rd spot. So he's got 1, 2, 3. First time since April of 1992. And when Garth Brooks had her open The Wind, No Fences, and a self-titled first LP, they monopolized the top three for 11 weeks during that year. Only other person to achieve that feat was Charlie Rich. Happened for him in 1974. So I think Stapleton did well. I didn't watch the Grammys this year. I don't normally watch them anyway because I don't identify with a lot of the music, but I also am sick of the politics from all these people. So I didn't see that Stapleton won all three of the awards for which he was nominated, and that would be Album of the Year, Best Country Solo Performance of the Year, and the Best Country Song. And also there was Stapleton performing with Emmylou Harris, Tom Petty's Wildflowers. That was for the In Memoriam tribute.
That was beautiful. That was a really nice moment. That was a great moment in the show.
Quite good. All right, as long as we're in the country department, let's focus on Luke Bryan and Dierks Bentley. I always do this wrong. I always mess up his name.
Dierks Bentley.
Right. They are not going to host the Academy of Country Music Awards. So, telling us who is going to do it?
We don't know yet, but no one knew they got fired. But that's sort of a scandal. We don't know. We're waiting to find out. Apparently, Dierks Bentley let it slip that they got fired. So, they're going to announce whoever's going to be the new hosts in the next couple of weeks, but the ACM's confirmed that Bentley and Bryan will not be doing it again.
Which is super surprising, because Luke Bryan has done it for years. He did it even before Dierks Bentley, and they're both, like, superstars. Like, very well-liked and very popular.
Shelton? Is Blake Shelton in the running for
it? He did it before Dierks Bentley, so unless they bring him back, I don't know.
But Bryan is on American Idol, right? Yeah. So he's got credibility. Yeah. All right, 28 after the hour here on the DJV thing.
In today's automotive news, it appears Ford has filed a patent application for an autonomous police car that can operate with or without a live officer in the seat. There is no information in the patent whether they have a working prototype, however. Although Ford have been a leader in autonomous vehicles, this one might be a head-scratcher. It appears that it'll interact with existing equipment like speed cameras and work in conjunction to apprehend lawbreakers. Next time you get pulled over, it may be by RoboCop. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care, Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's risk.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's now 34 after the hour on today's DJV Adventure, Wednesday, the 7th of February. We have a week until it's time to celebrate Valentine's, and so I'm wondering what you ladies either want to give to your men or what you would like to get from your men as ideas for that special someone, the people who are listening, who maybe are contemplating this, that, or the other thing, the usual things like stuffed dolls. I was in the farm. I got a kick out of this. Actually, I was thinking about buying a toy for Millie in the farm store the other day. I was buying some things for the farm, and they had these huge cows and horses and farm animals all stuffed there. I'm talking about really big. I'm not talking about these things.
Millie would destroy that probably in a second, right?
She'd have she'd tear them all apart. Anyway, so as we have a week, a lot of times you'll hear advertising on programs like this for what you do in the last minute. People seem to, I think if you wait till the last minute, that says something about what you think about the person you're buying.
That's true.
I do. Yeah.
I will also say, maybe some women are different. I mean, we all know I have a ton of men in my life.
Yes.
But the one thing I would, the one thing I would definitely not want is a stuffed animal or any kind of stuffed doll, stuffed, whether it's big or small, don't do it.
Once you're an adult, beyond high school or college even, like that's, that's not good.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you want then?
I want a lot of chocolate, and I'm going to buy some for myself. It's going to be great.
Chocolate for Kara. Well, what about you, Victoria? What do you want?
It's our first Valentine since we got married, so I would like something that... I'm not normally a jewelry person, but I would love something that's commemorative, so maybe a piece of jewelry, something that I'll always remember was our first Valentine's after we got married.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope he's listening.
What would be an example of that, though? Give us an example.
You know, like maybe a necklace that has our initials on it or something personal something like that I'd always remember and associate that with. I like gifts that have a sentimental attachment to them.
Yes, I do too. Yep.
So, yeah.
Well, with me, everything's sentimental, though. That's the problem with me. I see something I can remember, whether it's a picture or just the silliest little, even a frame from a picture. That kind of stuff. Everything is of sentimental value to me. But I wanted to get people thinking about Valentine's Day and not waiting till the last minute.
Right.
Speaking of that, February is Heart Health Month. We're going to be talking about that with a focus on how to keep your heart healthy. I've just spent 8.5 hours with Dr. Ken Kronhaus in the last 24 hours going through all of the things. I had CAT scans and artery scans, you name it. My body has been through literally... the ringer. He's got this big machine, and it's a big ring, and you go, it's almost like an MRI machine, only it specifically looks at certain things for certain things in your body in a CAT scan. So,
did you get a good report?
He said to me, he looked at me, and he almost had tears in his eyes. He said, you're the only person that I know. You and I have been friends for 13 years, he said to me. And you can always find something every year. Well, this is the first year, he said, you're in better shape now than you were 4 years ago or maybe 8 years ago. But certainly the last couple of years, the trend is up. There are a couple of
things that
are, the aortic, these things are, that's what I love about Ken, because he's such a scientist and a mathematician. He says, look at this chart. You have, your aorta has expanded by 1/100th of a millimeter? Yeah, right. So it can get to 5. Mine is at 3.1 or something, and they're supposed to be normal 2.89325, whatever the heck it is.
So what makes it expand?
It just is a factor of age, as much as anything else, and heredity, DNA, you have to be careful about it. But they have figured out now, there were a lot of people in the last 25, 30 years who died, and actually before that, of aortic aneurysms or brain aneurysms because there was no test for it. Mm. Now, they have these ultrasounds, and they can actually gauge. I mean, she stuck that thing in my belly for a half an hour, moving it around. And she kept laughing, and I said, what are you laughing at? She says, I'm looking at all the gas you have in your stomach. So,
okay, that's a detail we could have skipped in this story.
Anyway, but the good thing is that we have technology, and it's nice to be able to. And so he looked at my heart, because he put me on something that most people don't know anything about. EECP is an electronic, it's called Electronic Enhanced Counterpulsation, where it pushes blood around in your system. And I did it for 3 or 4 years, and it fixed a whole area of my heart that later on would have been a problem had it not been fixed. So, and he just showed me with all of the things that he has for measurement tools, where he's down to only a millimeter, and it was before that, it was pretty wide swath that was affected by this. So, anyway, that's my... I'm just trying to get you ready for our discussion on heart health. It won't be about me. It'll be about you and what you need. One of the things that is a problem for people in a lot of our country is not being prepared to go out in the cold weather. A lot of people have heart attacks this time of year because they sort of plunge out into the cold weather, and that's not a good idea. You need to warm yourself up, and that is for example, somebody wants to go out to the mailbox and get their mail, and they don't want to bother to get dressed. So it's 2 below 0. They haven't been out of the house since yesterday, and they open the door and they run outside. Well, that cold attacks your body and shocks it. So if you're not warm enough, if your body's not warm enough, it doesn't protect it. And that shock, if you don't have a hard, a really strong heart, can really knock you for a loop. You got to be careful of that. The cold weather is gripping not only our country, but all around the world. It's cold in Europe. Over in North Korea at the moment, where they're having the Olympics, it's 2 below 0 right now. And it has been below zero for the past week. Can you imagine what it's going to be like for the crowds who want to sit outside, supposedly, and watch this stuff? Thank you, but no thank you.
Right.
Yeah. And one other sports note of interest, I suppose. This is, because the interest in the Super Bowl is what it is. I was just looking online at one of my trades that follows ratings and revenue. And apparently NBC took in $414 million in advertising sales for the Super Bowl. The ratings were down 10% from last year, but the rates for the advertising is up 10%. Yeah, that's a good deal you can get. I wish I could do that here. the $414 million. But they're going to bill four times that for the Olympics. So over the course, NBC, over the course of the Olympics and the Super Bowl, over a two-week period, will bill $2 billion. And this for an outfit, NBC has been in trouble. They haven't had good shows for ages. So this investment has paid off for them. Good for them. Good. I like to have healthy competition, and it's good for American business. So good for them. 42 minutes after the hour. In a moment, as I said, we're going to deal with your health and especially your focus on your heart. If your company is in need of some marketing help, I'm going to suggest that you go to promarketingsupport.com. Why? Because they are great promoters. If you need a facelift, if your company needs a facelift, if your social media needs a facelift, if your promotional material needs a facelift, then go to promarketingsupport.com. I've said this many times. Lots of people, small business people, listen to this program all around the country. We're in small and medium-sized markets, and a lot of folks find sort of an affinity for me and how I run my small business, which is this program and other programs I do. So they take my advice because I use this company, and I would advise you to do the same. They have a marketing team, a group of experts that are ready to serve you as an extension of your own team. So you need newsletters, advertising, sales materials, marketing strategy for all of the social media. These are pros. They have done it all, and they're at your service. Let them give you a quote. Why not? No obligation for that. ProMarketingSupport.com frees you up to do what you do best, and that's run your business. ProMarketingSupport.com. Get the information now so the pros can help your business grow and grow and grow. That's ProMarketingSupport.com.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 44 at the hour now in the DJV experience. Yes, February, pronounce it correctly and spell it right, please. February, National Heart Health Month. Experts agree that one of the best ways to help reduce the risk of heart disease is to pay close attention to what you put into your body. You are what you eat. So I've invited Ellie Krieger to share some ideas on heart-healthy snacks and that sort of thing. A registered dietitian. She has the expertise to guide you. Hi, Ellie. Welcome.
Thank you, Doug. Heart disease is the number one, numero uno, killer of men and women.
Yep.
But, and so that's, you know, really shocking, and that awareness needs to be there. But I think the good thing is that a lot of heart disease is preventable.
Yes,
there's statistics say 80% of heart disease is preventable, and a lot of that comes from the way you eat. So it's kind of like a lot of it's in our hands, and my whole thing, because I am a registered dietitian and also a chef, is that it can be both delicious and healthy, and should be delicious and healthy to eat well for your heart.
You know what you're doing, Ellie?
You're
fighting against all the PR for the outfits that serve bad food that tastes good. They make a lot of money and they do a lot of advertising. They convince people before they think about it that what you put into your body is what your body is going to become. And I'm aware of this. I just spent my cardiologist and my friend and broadcast colleague, Ken Kronhaus, and I spent 8.5 hours together yesterday going over my heart and circulatory system, my body. And I have changed my eating habits a lot in the last year, and it really has changed. I've improved a lot. And I wasn't in bad shape before, frankly, but I'm now in better shape because I'm not eating as much. I'm eating more carefully, and I start with breakfast. So let's turn our attention to what is the most important meal of the day. A lot of people skip it, which is lunacy, right?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, breakfast is such a great opportunity to get your day started off on the right track. And I've teamed up with Quaker to really talk about lots of heart health tips here, and breakfast certainly one of them, and really a key opportunity to get, in particular, whole grain. We should be eating whole grains throughout the day, not just in the morning, but the morning, it just seems like so easy to do. And really, there's no more wonderful heart-healthy food, I think, than a bowl of hearty oats, you know, my nice bowl of Quaker in the morning. I don't know what I'd do without it. But one of the things that's really great about oats as a whole grain in particular, and all whole grains are wonderful, but oats in particular have a kind of fiber in them that has been shown to prevent heart disease. And so it's called beta-glucan, and it's very unique to oats and a few other foods, but oats is really the main one. And one bowl of oats, you should get 3 grams of this beta-glucan a day. And one serving of oatmeal really gives you 2/3 of that right there. So you're getting that, and you put some nice fresh fruit in there, cook it with some milk if you want some extra protein. I love to put nuts on mine. And so you're really off to a great start right there. But also, I love to substitute, and what you can do is you take rolled oats, you take old-fashioned oats, and you put them in a blender or you put them in a food processor, and you can just grind them up into flour. Really, it just takes a few, maybe 30 seconds or a minute. And then you can use that flour to replace white flour in muffins, in pancakes, in quick bread, yeah, like banana bread or something.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about lunch and dinner, because I know you have some tips for those meals as well.
Yeah, and it's all about these simple kind of swaps. So, for example, instead of croutons for crunch on your salad, using nuts, working nuts into your diet. So pecans on your salad instead of croutons. You're going to get healthy fats, proteins, minerals. Making dressing, I love to make a nice ranch dressing. Who doesn't love like a creamy ranch? But instead of using a ton of mayo, I use a little bit of mayo, and I use a lot of more yogurt for that creaminess. So you can do like a beautiful yogurt ranch with fresh herbs. Small substitutions like this can make a huge difference. I use extra ripe banana in a lot of baked goods to replace sugar, for example. So you can get the sweetness from a whole fruit as opposed to refined sugar.
Kind of fun using your imagination, and certainly bananas are good for flavor. All right, some great ideas. Website, where do we go for our nutrition ideas from you?
Yeah, lots of recipes and ideas at QuakerOats.com.
Thank you. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
And change at the hour now on the DJV Experience. It's movie time. Chuck Curry is off today. Movie news focusing on the creators of Game of Thrones, the theme in the background there. So they're going to use the people who built that franchise, the Game of Thrones, to make a Star Wars trilogy, writing, producing Star Wars films. Is that, this is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And then it takes a dark turn as far as, I think the Game of Thrones is an awful program. I know a lot of people like it. The violence is so unnecessary. It's just, ugh.
Well, people are definitely, it is violent, it is. And yeah. So people are definitely, some people are concerned about what this will mean for the Star Wars franchise, because these will be right. Just like these new movies that are coming
Quentin
out.
It's like Quentin Tarantino doing Star Trek.
Yeah,
same
that's
who wants to see
weird.
That.
I think these guys could probably, some people are saying that this is a perfect fit, and obviously Lucasfilms really? have signed on to this and are endorsing it and seem very happy about it. So it'll just, you know, we'll give it a chance. You never know until it comes out. But it's amazing how just in the past few years, Star Wars has taken so many different lives. You know, it has the original core movies and then all these separate little branches of movies that keep coming out. The new one with Han Solo and his backstory and whatever these guys are going to do from Game of Thrones, it'll be interesting to see what new stories come up. But it's very cool for a whole new generation.
What it does is help people understand also how the business works, because these guys, people don't know what showrunners do. My son worked with a showrunner for 3 or 4 years, and it was really very instructive. I used to think that they were like gophers, but in fact, they're really the production brains often. They'll take a show and do just that. They'll run it to, they'll bring it in and present it to various studio heads to see what, you know, in pitches, what these folks think about it. And so these guys are showrunners now for a very controversial show about slavery called Confederate, and that may or may not go away.
That's got a lot of bad buzz. I know it hasn't even been made yet. But that's got... Basically, it's the South wins, and slavery is a daily part of life. Yeah. And I don't know why anyone would want to watch that. I really don't.
No. Me either. All right, let's talk about this new movie, Black Panther, in just a moment.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
New music from the Black Panther movie, which is the new big deal at Marvel, all of these superheroes. The fellow who plays the Black Panther, I know when I first saw this, I thought, uh-oh, a movie about Black Panthers, until I realized this was a Stan Lee creation from Comicland. Chadwick Boseman, who I think is quite a good actor, was the star. He played Jackie Robinson in 42. He's the star of this, along with everybody's go-to gal. They need a black star, a black lady in a movie. Lupita Nyong'o shows up, and she's in this movie. It looks, I don't usually like the superhero movies, but I was reading about this yesterday on the plane. I think I might want to go see this. Looks like it would be quite a good story. And the guy who played Creed is the best.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.